Now, RTE's Director General has told the Public Accounts Committee that the licence fee system is utterly broken. Dee Forbes warned that the national broadcaster cannot continue to deliver its remit for the people of Ireland without adequate public funding. Helen Donoghue has this report.
This morning we engaged with officials from Radio Telefisheren.
The head of RTE told the committee that RTE demonstrated its purpose and value during the pandemic, but Dee Forbes said the broadcaster cannot continue to deliver its remit unless its funding is addressed.
The licence fee system on which Ireland's national public service media is reliant is utterly broken. Evasion in 2020 reached a level of 15.2%. No TV homes grew to 15.1%. The core structural funding problems remain and in fact are deteriorating quickly. Losses to national public service media funding are now estimated to be €65 million annually. RTE cannot continue to deliver its remit for the people of Ireland without adequate public funding.
Green Party TD Nessa Horrigan asked RTE's Director General about publishing gender pay gap information.
In terms of having this data to hand, unfortunately we don't. We're going to have to engage very quickly on that.
I'm sorry now.
Aligned with the need.
As somebody has worked in policy for quite a long time now, the way of calculating the gender pay gap has been in the public sphere for well over 5 years, since certainly 2017 when your first report was done. If there was a will within the organisation to provide that information, are you telling me that you couldn't do it?
Deputy, I take your point. We didn't manage to do it in that time frame. We are working towards it for the ruling that is coming our way, and we will absolutely have that information and be as open and informative as we can be with it.
Fine Gael Deputy Colin Burke asked how many of the broadcaster's members of staff earn more than €100,000. RT Group Financial Controller Fiona O'Shea gave this breakdown.
And out of the 1,866, 1,749 earn less than €100,000, and 117 individuals earn more than €100,000. And those figures are as at the 31st of December 2020.
The committee was told RTE is considering a blended model of free-to-air services supplemented by paid services viewers could subscribe to. On the licence fee, Dee Forbes made this point.
We have never asked for an increase in the licence fee. That's the first thing. What we have always been calling for is reform of the existing system. Probably the last time we spoke to you, we identified there was €50 million being lost through a combination of evasion and the no TV home scenario. That is now increased to €65 million. So the system, if you like, is not getting access to €65 million. So therefore, any increase in licence fee would be unjust on those who are paying. So what we are asking for is reform of the current system.